Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devorah Bas Yechiel.
Be'er Daf Tezvav. The Mishnah says on Daf Yudal Rambeis, Mishalchen Kalim, Bein Tfurim, Bein She'enen Tfurim. One is allowed to send begodim to his friend as a gift on Yom Tif, whether those begodim are Tfurim, whether they're sewed properly, or they are not. Now the Rishonim explain that the halacha that you're allowed to send your friend begodim on Yom Tov is true even if you have to walk through a Rishus HaRabim in order to get to your friend, which means that you're allowed to be over the Meleches HaYitzah in order to get begodim to your friend. Now the question is, why? According to the Baal Amor, this is only true because we paskin like Beis Hillel, who hold that we say mitoich shehutra litzorich, hutra nami shaloi litzorich. Which means that the Baal Amor understands that the tzorich of levisha, sending clothing, which is a need that people have, is not called a tzorich of oichel nefesh. It's still mutter, though, to be over the meleches haitzah in order to allow a person to be mekayim levisha, because the rule is mitoich shehutra litzorich, since haitzah is a melacha, that we're matter for the tzorich of oichel nefesh, we're also matter haitzah when it's not litzorich oichel nefesh. That's what we learned in the Shita Beis Hillel already on Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, where the Mishnah says, "E mitzien loyes hakotin veloyes halul veloyes sefer Torah loyishus harabim veisilu matirin." Beis Hillel are matir to do those things which don't involve oichel nefesh, but there's a rule called mitoich. Similarly, says the Baal Amor, levisha, which is not a tzorich oichel nefesh, still is something that you're allowed to be over the meleches haitzah in order to facilitate it. And then it comes out that according to the way the Baal Amor is explaining, Lefi Beis Shammai, who don't hold the mitoich, it would be usher to be over on haitzah, l'tzorich levisha. However, the Ravid over there, Nasagis, on the Baal Amor, argues, and he says that this is not true. He says everybody, even Beis Shammai, would allow you to be over meleches haitzah for the tzorich of levisha, because he holds the Ravid, that levisha is considered a tzorich of oichel nefesh. And this is similar to the discussion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph concerning the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez, whether you're allowed to make a medura lehischamim kinegda. Are you allowed to make a fire in order to warm yourself up on Yom Tif, or to heat up water in order to wash your hands and feet? So there's machlokes Rishonim over there, how to understand Beis Hillel, who say that you're allowed to. According to the Rashban of Avodas HaKodesh, since this is a dover, shel hanoas haguf, it goes into the category of achas she'yachal l'chol nefesh, and you don't have to come on to the yisod of mitoich shehutra litzorich, hutshinami shelo litzorich, because this is called the tzorich oichol nefesh. However, Tosfos and Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez Duramaschal LeYecham and the Ran both say that this would require mitoich. Even rechitza is something that you need to come out to the svara of mitoich shehutra litzorich hutshinami shelo litzorich. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet Vilchus Yom Tov is actually a mamutza. He's in between these two shitas, because as far as heating up a fire to warm yourself up, he does not consider that oichel nefesh and requires the klal of mitoich shehutra litzorich hutshinami shelo litzorich. However, Gabi Rechitza, over there in Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam says that Rechitza and Sicha are Bechlal Achil Vishtia, and they are considered Oichel Nefesh. He says, you're allowed to do them on Yom Tov because of the Pasuk of Ach, Asher Yochel Lechol Nefesh. And the Rambam explains the Pasuk to mean Lechol Shetzarech Haguf. So it comes out over there that we have three shitas. The Rashba holds that heating up a fire and rechitza both are considered a direct tzorich oichel nefesh. According to Tosfos and the Ran, both of them are not considered tzorich oichel nefesh and you need the klal of mitoich. And the Rambam is mechalik between heating up a fire to warm yourself and heating up the water litzorich rechitzas yad v'raglav. So definitely, according to the Svara of the Rashba over there, we can understand why one would claim, like the Ravid over here, that levisha is considered a tzorich oichel nefesh, because the Rashba obviously considers anything that the guf is being nana from as a tzorich oichel nefesh. However, you see that the Ravid is going a step further, because even though it's true that the Rashba tells us that the heating up of a fire or heating water for rechitza is called tzorich oichel nefesh, he says that only b'das Beis Hillel, but Beis Shammai argue. Beis Shammai over there clearly say that you're not allowed to. Masha'en Ken in our sugya, the Ravid is saying that even lefi shitas Beis Shammai it would be mutter, because levisha is considered a tzorich of oichel nefesh. Now the Rava doesn't say a svara, he doesn't say his makar, how he knows that this is called a tzarech of oichal nefesh, but you have to say that the Rava's shita is that oichal nefesh means those things that a person does in order to survive. When Yaakov Avinu was davening to Hashem, he says, V'nosan li lechem lechol ubeged lilboish. Lechem lechol and beged lilboish are the bare necessities that a person needs in order to survive in this world. So the Rava holds that just like food is called oichal nefesh, so too a beged lilbush is called oichal nefesh, even though it's not oichal, but it's the same exact idea because it's what you need for survival. And therefore, even Beis Shammai, who hold that rechitza and heating yourself up are not considered oichal nefesh, that's because Beis Shammai holds that hanos haguf is not called oichal nefesh. But this is more than hanos haguf. This is something that you need in order to live. And the Baal HaMor argues, the Baal HaMor holds that you need to have dafka oichal nefesh. Dafka is something that you consume. Now the Mishnah tells us that you're allowed to send godim, whether they're tfurin, whether they're ainin tfurin, and even if they have kilayim. The Gemara asks, I understand that godim tfurim, they're chazal malbush, but godim she'enim tfurim, they're roi l'chsuyi b'hu, you could cover yourself with them, but kilayim l'may chazu, you're not allowed to cover yourself with kilayim, you can't have any anos levisha from kilayim. V'chitema, says the Gemara, maybe you'll say that they're roi to put underneath yourself. That is also not an option, says the Gemara, because the Braisa says, l'yala alecha, aval ata yachol l'hatziyoi tachtecha, even though mid'ayraisa, you're not allowed to put the kilayim on yourself, but you're allowed to put it underneath yourself and rest on it. Aval amr chachamim asr lasis kin. There is an issue derabbanon not to do such a thing. Shema tichrach leinima al besorei. Maybe there will be a protruding thread from the beged, and the person will be over the issur kalayim if that protruding thread goes on his basar. So you see, there's an issur derabbanon to do it. The Gemara says v'chi tema. Perhaps you'll say demifzik midi beini beini. If the person has something separating in between himself and this beged, so there's no longer a chash that the nima is going to touch his basar. That you also can't do, as the Gemara explains, because even eser matzoy zu al gabe zu ukilayim tachtein asur lishan alein. Even if you have piled up 10 matzois and the bottom one has kilayim, you're not allowed to sleep on top of it. Now the Ran asks that since the Gemara ends up telling us that you're not even allowed to lie down on eser matzoi zu al gabe zu when the bottom one is kilayim, so why when we explained the iser to put it underneath yourself, directly underneath yourself, that it's also because Shema Tichach Loi Nima Al Basari, maybe a thread will go onto your basar. That's clearly not necessary. Because if it's usr, even when it's very far removed from your basar, there's definitely no chash Shema Tichach Loi Nima, then it must be that there's an Issur Drabbanan independent of the Gzeira of Shema Tichach Loi Nima. So what is the Gemara adding by saying the Gzeira of Shema Tichach Loi Nima? So the Ran answers that there are two types of begodim that the Gemara is discussing over here. There are begodim that are darkam b'ha'aloh, and begodim that are not darkam b'ha'aloh. Darkam b'ha'aloh means that it's the derech to put them on yourself as a beged. Begodim that it's the derech to put on yourself, a jacket. It's usr then to lie on top of it, even if you have eser matzoi separating between you and the jacket, and that is independent of the gezeira of shemar tichach leinima. That is because we don't want you lying on top of it, because maybe you'll end up putting it on top of yourself. However, there's also the type of beged that it's not the derech to put on yourself like a jacket. So you're never going to come to be loivish that beged. For example, a sheet. Nobody puts a sheet on top of themselves, and that's not considered levisha. Nevertheless, it's still usr if the sheet comes in contact with the person's basar, because shemach tichach leinima, maybe there will be a nima that protrudes and will go onto his basar. Now, concerning the gzeira of shemach tichach leinima, the Ravid in Meseches Tamid, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, asks, why do we care if a nima will go onto his basar? After all, the din is that davar she'ena miskaven is mutter. Now, if you notice in Rashi, the Bramaschal Shema Tichach Loinima, Rashi brings down two hasberim in what the Gzeira is. One explanation Rashi says is that maybe a Nima will protrude, and that Nima will be so thick that it will provide him with warmth. The Nima itself will give him Hanas Chimo. And then he'll be over in Leisil B'Shatneis based on that Nima. The other pshat Rashi says is that even if a small nima will protrude from the beged, and he won't have hanas chimum from the nima itself, but since he has hanas chimum from the beged underneath him, All that's lacking is that the beged should go on him, and it should be considered that he's lavush in this beged. And the nima protruding and going onto his skin will provide us with that. So the first pshat is shama tichich lay nima. Maybe the nima will give him anas chimum, and so the levisha shatness will be in the actual nima. And the second pshat is that maybe a nima will go on him, and that nima will provide us with levisha, because the anas chimum you have from the beged that's underneath you. So the Ravid says that we can answer the kasha about Dover She'en Miskavin Lufi Rashi's second pshat. Because the whole din that Dover She'en Miskavin is mutter is if the person doesn't have any kavana for hanoas levisha. But suppose the person, like in this case, has kavana for the hanoas levisha, just didn't have kavana for the maisa levisha. If the maisa levisha happens Be'en Miskavin, he still is being over in Isser. And why is this true? This would seem to be a raya to the Shaila that the Beis Halevi asks in Simon Aleph of his Sefer, and that is, what is the Isser Kalayim? Is the Isser Kalayim in Isser Levisha, and the Hano that a person receives is a Tanai? It has to be a Levisha, the Isbe Hanas Chimum. Or is the Isser really an Isser of Hano? You're not allowed to be Nene, and a Tanai is that you have to do the Maisa Levisha in order to receive this Hano. Now, if you learn that the Iker HaIsser is really the Hano that you get, the shame of the Isser is you're not allowed to be Nene from Kalayim. It's just that you're not allowed to be Nene Derech Levisha. If the person was Eina Miskavin for the Tanai, but he was Miskavin for the actual Isser itself, that will not help him. And this is actually the tzad that the Beis Halevi says is the correct tzad. And he explains that a person who is Eina Miskavin for the actual Isser, that person is not being over the Isser. But if the person is Miskavin for the actual Isser, he's just Eina Miskavin for the Tanai that brings about the Isser, there is no heter. Now, of course, this teretz that the Ravid gives is only good, like we said, according to Rashi's second pshat. According to Rashi's first pshat, however, the question remains, because according to Rashi's first pshat, we're talking about where there's a larger nima which goes out, and the person is going to be mischamemis, is going to be nene from the chimum of that nima, and the person has no kavana whatsoever for hanah's chimum, not for the hanah and not for the levisha. So to answer that, although it's seemingly a doichik, the mefarish over there in Tamid actually says that it's a psik reisha, that the person is going to be mischama from this nima, and Reb Shimon is moida by psik reisha. It's hard to swallow this pshat simply because the Gemara's lashon is shema tichrach lenima al besarei, which sounds like it's only a chashash that maybe it'll happen. Certainly doesn't sound like a psik reisha, and in Svara it doesn't sound like there should be a psik reisha. So it's tzarech iyun. Now the Gemara's final teretz, why kelayim is roi on yomtif, since as we said, even sitting on top of begodim that have shatness is usser. The Gemara says, elo bekoshin. We're talking about hard begodim, and hard begodim don't have hanas chimum. Now, the way that Rashi learns this Gemara is that begodim koshim that don't have hanas chimum, you're allowed to sit on top of them. Meaning the Gemara is still talking about the inyan of sitting on top of the begodim. And Rashi learns that the milo of koshin, of hard begodim, is that of course it's usser to wear them when they have shatness, but it's mutter to sit on top of them. And that means because they're not included, not in the gzeira of shema tichach lo nima, and not in the gzeira of the 10 matzois. Now, a raya, that this is the pshat in the Gemara, says Tosfos in the Maschil Ela B'Koshin, that you have to say that the heter of Koshin is only legabe sitting on top of them, but not legabe levisha. Because Tosfos first brings down the Gemara in Yuma that says the Kahanim used to fold up their begodim, the big dekuna, which had shatness in them, and put it underneath their heads when they went to sleep. The Gemara asked that there would be nana from Kalayim. The Gemara answers, like our Gemara says, the Koshin Hain. Then Tosfos says, though, that the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Gimel, says that everybody's chayiv in tzitzis, Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. The Gemara then asks, of course they're chayiv, everybody's chayiv in tzitzis. Why should you think that Kahanim or Levim, Yisraelim, are not chayiv in tzitzis? The Gemara answers that the reason why it has to say it is Mishum Kaihanim. Because since it says in the Torah, Leisilba Shatnes, and next to it says Gedilim Tasalucha, I might think that whoever's Chayiv in the Isser of Shatnes has the Chayiv to wear tzitzis. But Kaihanim, since Kalayim is Mutter Legabayhu, they have the heter of the mitzvah of the Isser Kalayim, and that means Legabi the Big Day Kahuna, it's Mutter for them to wear Kalayim. So I would say that they're not included in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Kamash belong to Gemara that Kehanim are still chayiv in tzitzis, although they're putter from the Isser of Kelayim. Now the question Tosfos asks is that if you tell me that there's never an Isser Kelayim by Koshin, the Gemara Gemara established that big dekuna are kashin, as we see in the Gemara in Yuma that we quoted, that they used to fold them underneath themselves and go to sleep on top of them. The Gemara had answered that shiny big dekuna the kashin hain. So how could the Gemara say that it was ishtur kalayim legabayhu? These begadim don't have an ishtur kalayim because they're kashin. So we never find a scenario in which the Torah was matir the ishtur kalayim legabik kahanim. Must be that the whole heter of kashin is only latziya tachtem to put underneath themselves, but to actually wear it, nobody has a heter legabik kashin, and therefore the fact that kahanim are allowed to wear them, although they are kalayim, shows us that it was ishtur legabayhu the ishtur kalayim. And Tosfos explains the difference. Because wearing it on yourself is an Issur D'oraisa, but putting it underneath yourself is only an Issur D'rabbanan. So wherever there's an Issur D'oraisa, when the beged is a soft beged, then there's an Issur to use it in that oifen, even when it's a hard beged. So wearing it mamish is an Issur D'oraisa if it's a soft beged, and therefore there will be an Issur D'rabbanan when they're hard. Mashenki, putting it underneath yourself, which is only an Issur D'rabbanan, even when it's a soft beged, so the Rabbanan aren't going to make Gzeira by Kashin. So that's what comes out from Shitas Rashi. Kashin is mutter to sit on top of them, but usher to wear. So that's why Rashi in Dibra Maschel Gamda explains that when the Gemara says, V'chiha da'am Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua, Hainamta Gamda de Norash, Sharya, that's a very hard beggar that comes from Norash, and it's mutter, Rashi says in Dibra Maschel Sharya, Li Yeshiva, that we're not being matir, this Namta Gamda, to wear, we're only being matir to sit on it. Because as Rashi explains, there's only a heter of Kilayim Ligabi Yeshiva, even when it's kosher. However, Tosfos doesn't like this pshat because Tosfos says that the Lashon Sharya is mashma even to wear it. So Tosfos learns that by kashin, it is mutter to wear shatness and not merely to put it underneath yourself. How do we deal with the Gemara that we mentioned earlier that says that by the Bikte Kahuna, Kayhanim were mutter to be over the Isser Kalayim? It was Ishtar Legabai the Isser Kalayim, according to what Tosfos just said. We never were matter kalayim the Isser Kalayim because the begadim of the Kahanim are kashin. And in such a case, you're not over the Issur Kalayim. Answers Tosfos that the fact that we just said that there is no Issur Kalayim even Belevisha when they're Kashin is only true if it's not complete Kalayim D'Oraisa. In order to be Kalayim D'Oraisa, it has to be Shua Tov Ivenuz, which means the whole process of preparing a beged. It has to be combed and spun and woven. Then it's Kalayim D'Oraisa. Now, since the Bigdei Kahuna are Shua Tov Ivenuz, it's usher to wear them, even though they're only kashin. But the namta gamda de norash is not shuatav venuz, and therefore there is no isser even to wear it. So it's really the same principle as according to Rashi. Whenever you have something that were it to be soft, it would be an isser d'oraisa, then we feel that we need to usher it b'kashin. Masha'en kein, if even by rachim it's not d'oraisa, so we don't have to usher it b'kashin. So according to Rashi, d'oraisa means wearing, and the Rabbanan is putting it underneath you. According to Tosfos, d'oraisa we mean shua tovi venuz, and the Rabbanan means when you are lacking one of those three tonight. Now the Marsha asks a stira between Rashi over here in our sugya and Rashi in Yuma. Rashi over there says, "Big day kahuna kashim heim ve'einon mechamemin lefikach ein behem mishum kelayim." Furthermore, over there in the Bamaschu Shari, when he's talking about the Namta Gad Gamda, he says, "Shari ein by mishum kelayim deha Allah dumya delevisha de isba anaschimam hu de itzer." Putting it on yourself has to be similar to levisha, which has anaschimam. So you see that the heter of namta gamda, Rashi over there explains, is even to put it on yourself, not just to sit on top of it. Take a look at the Kani Re'im and the Chsam Sofer for possible answers to the stira and divrei Rashi. The Gemara says that a sadal hamasumer, although it's usher to wear, and it's also usher to send to your friend on Yom Tif, nevertheless, it's mutter betiltel. And the raya is from the Mishnah, because why would the Mishnah have to usher sending it to your friend if it was usher betiltel? It's kol shekein, you're not even allowed to move it yourself. So if the fact that we have to usher you to send it to your friend must be that it's mutter betiltel. Rashi's Lashon, umutter letatle, is the klihu, because it has a status of a kli. In the Shittim Kubetzes, he explains that what Rashi means is that it's mutter to move like a kli shemalachto le'isser, which is only mutter to move le'tzorich gufay le'tzorich mekoymoy. But mechama le'tzel, to preserve the kli itself, you would not be allowed to move a sandal ha'mesumer. Now the reason why you're not allowed to send a sandal ha'mesumer on Yom Tov to your friend, Rashi and Tosfos explain, is because shema yovel le'nale, maybe he's going to come to put it on. Says the Shittim Kubetzes, that according to that, any kli shemalachta le'isser, you should not be allowed to send on Yom Tov, because we should be worried that you're going to end up using it. In which case he asks, then why does it say dafka, a sandal amesumer, you're not allowed to send? You should say any kli shemalachta le'isser, you're not allowed to send on Yom Tov. And he answers that sandal amesumer would have had a special hava minna that you're allowed to send it, because since it's really a kli shemalachta le'heter, it's just the chachamim were geyser and they asked because of ma'aseh shehaya, I may think that you're allowed to send it on Yom Tov. So it comes out that the position of the Shidim Mekubetzes is that any kli shemalachta le'isser, you're not allowed to send to your friend on Yom Tov. However, in Tosfos and Shabbos, Daf Samach Amud Aleph, and in the Chiddushei Rashba over here, they both say that it's mutter to send a kli shemalachta le'isser on Yom Tov. And they explain that since the person is happy, kiven shu sameach, he's nena min adover, that is considered a tzorich gufay. You're allowed to move a kli shemalachta le'isser le'tzorich gufay, so this is considered tzorich gufay because you're using the kli for that purpose. And actually, based on this time, the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh explains why our Gemara says you're allowed to send tefillin on Yom Tov. Not like Rashi and Tosis explain, that even if you put it on Yom Tov, you're not being over an Isser. Rather, he holds that there is an Isser to put on tefillin on Yom Tov. So it's like a klishe melachta le'isser. Nevertheless, based on his Yesod, that you're allowed to send a kli shemalachta le'isser on Yom Tov because you're sameach, you're happy that you're receiving something, and that's called a tzorich gufay. You could also understand why tefillin, which is, in his opinion, a kli shemalachta le'isser, you're allowed to send on Yom Tov. Now, if you tell me that a regular kli shemalachta le'isser, you're allowed to send on Yom Tov, so why is it that a sandal amesumer, which you're just not allowed to wear on Yom Tov, but it has a teres kli, why are you not allowed to send it? Says Tosfos that that was part of the gzeira that they made on a sandal amesumer. They were machmer on a sandal amesumer because of the ma'aseh shehoya, not only that it's usher to wear it, but it's also usher to send it to your friend. So it comes out that we have two opinions. The Shita Mekubetzes holds that you're not allowed to send a kli shemalachta le'isser, just like you're not allowed to send a sandal hamesumer. And the only reason why we discuss over here sandal hamesumer is because there would have been a hava minna that it's better and that you would be allowed to send it. Mashenkin de Rashba and Tosfos and Shabbos learn that a kli shemalachta le'isser you're allowed to send on Yom Tov, and it's only a sandal hamesumer you're not allowed to send. And that was because of a special gzeira. But both of them are in agreement that a sandal amesumer you're not allowed to send, like it says in our Mishnah. A third shita is the shita of the smak in mitzvah kuf tzadik dalit. He says that it's mutter to send a sandal amesumer on Yom Tov. The Tzlach actually is of the opinion that even the Rambam holds like the shita, because the Rambam does not bring down the din of the iser to send a sandal amesumer on Yom Tov. The Achroinim ask on the smak, how could you say that it's mutter to send a sandal amesumer when it says beferish in the Mishnah that it's also to send it? The Maril in Lakutim, in the end of the Sefer, in Ois Ayin Vav, asks this question. Now, the answer that he gives, according to the Shur Knesset HaGdoyla, in Simen Tav Kuf Tes Zayin, Sif Aleph, when he comes to explain the Teretz to Maril, is that even though our Mishnah says that it's usur to send a sandal amesumer, that's only because our Mishnah holds like the shita of Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, who says that you're not allowed to be metaltel a sandal amesumer, even letzerich gufay or letzerich mekaymai. Since it's usur betiltel, even letzerich gufay mekaymai, it's certainly usur to send it. However, we paskid like the Chachamim, who argue under Blaz Reb Shimon in Shabbos and Daf Samach. And they hold that even though Chazal asked wearing a sandal amesumer on Shabbos, but you are allowed to be metatel l'tzerch kufay l'tzerch mekaymai like every other kli shemalachta le'isser. And therefore, according to them, it would be mutter to send it. And that's based on the svar that we said from the Rashba, that if something provides you with simcha, that's called a tzerech gufay. But the Shiur Knesset HaGdoyla asks a very strong question on this teretz. He says, how can you say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who says that it's usur to move a sandal mesumer, even a tzerech gufay, tzerech mekaymai? Abaye in our Gemara proves from the Mishnah that it's mutter to be metaltel a sandal mesumer. As he says, if it would be usur betiltel, then it's pasha that you're not allowed to send it. Our Mishnah obviously holds that it's mutter betiltel, and that's why it has to be mechadish, that it's usur to send it. So how in the world could the Maril say that our Gemara is going like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon? Answers the Shara Melech in Hilchas Yom Tov Perek Hey Halacha Vav, that the Maril is fully aware that Abaye's shita is that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Abaye holds that our Mishnah is going according to the shita Chachamim, who hold that it's mutter betiltel and it's only usur to send it. Because Abaye, as he proves from the sugya itself, Abaye holds that anything that a person cannot be nana from on Yom Tov, he's not allowed to send on Yom Tov. He doesn't hold to the svara that we said before, that if something provides you with simcha, that's called a tzerech gufay mekaymai. Where do we see that that's Shitas Abaye? Because later on when we discuss tefillin in our sugya, Rav Sheshes says that it's mutter to send tefillin, and Abaye asks him, Abaye's understanding is that you have to practically be capable of being nena on yomtif from something in order to be mutter to send it. And it's not enough that the person gets simcha from receiving it on Yom Tov. Therefore, Abaye could very comfortably learn in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to send a sandal on Mesumer because you're not allowed to wear it on Yom Tov. However, Rav Sheshes, who says that it's mutter to send tefillin, holds that something doesn't have to be fit for use on Yom Tov in order to send it. You're allowed to send things even if they're usher because of the svar that we said, that something that generates simchas Yom Tov, you're allowed to send because that's considered a tzarech gufay. And that's why it has to be, according to Shitas Rav Sheshes, that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who says that you're not allowed to move a sandal mesumer, even Litzarech Gufay, Litzarech Mekoymoy. So that's the Hesber and the Smak. The Smak holds that you're allowed to send a sandal mesumer on Yom Tov. The reason why is because of the Sfer that we said by Klisha Malata Le'isser, that even though you're not allowed to use it, but since you're allowed to be Metatal Litzarech Gufay, sending it and generating Simcha is called a Tzarech Gufay. The Mishnah that says that it's usher to send a sandal on Mesumer is going like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who holds that you're not allowed to metatal letzarech gufay mekoymoy. The fact that Abaye says that the Mishnah is muchach, that you're allowed to be metatal the sandal on Mesumer, is because Abaye is of the opinion that if you're not allowed to use something on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to send it, even if you're allowed to be metatal it. And he doesn't hold the svara that when something generates simcha, it is called a tzarech gufay. He holds that it has to be practically roy to use on Yom Tov in order to be mutter to send it. As he says, ligabe tefillin, mashen ken Rav Sheshes, as we see by tefillin, holds that doesn't have to have a practical usage on Yom Tov. It's enough that it generates simcha, and therefore our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who says that it's usher even betiltel. And you would have to say, according to Rav Sheshes, that on the Kasher Abaye asks, that why would the Mishnah have to tell me that it's usher to send it if it's also usher betiltel? You have to say that there would have been a makam to say that it's mutter to send it because of simcha, even though it's usher betiltel.
We're in middle of Daf Tezvav, we're beginning the second perek. Perek starts off, Yantiv Shechali is Erev Shabbos. If Yantiv comes out on Erev Shabbos, Le'yvarsha Metchila B'Yantiv Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook directly from Yantiv to Shabbos, that your intent of cooking on Yantiv is B'Davka for Shabbos. Avum Avashlo Yantiv, but you're allowed to cook for Yantiv in Hoysir, Hoysir L'Shabbos. And you're allowed to use the leftovers for Shabbos. And if you want to cook directly from Yantiv to Shabbos, you make a tavshil, a cooked food on Erev Yom Tov, and that's an Erev Tavshilin. If you have that cooked food, which is made l'shem Erev, you're allowed to cook directly for Shabbos. So this is the din of Erev Tavshilin, which you make whenever Yom Tov comes out on Friday. Now the Mishnah doesn't call it an Erev. The Gemara could say that calls it an Erev Tavshilin. Shaz, what's the word Erev mean? You see, by Erev Chatzeris, where you have several houses in one courtyard, and you want to carry from the houses to the courtyard, so you need an Erev. So there the Erev mixes all the Rishisas together. Because they're all mixed together, they're all combined with one food in one house, and that makes them having like one Dira, one Rishus, and it's all mixed together. But where does Erev come in over here, Erev Tavshil, and why is it called Erev? What's the mixing? So the Rambam, in Hilchos Yontif Perek Vav Halacha Beis, he says that by Erev Chatzeris, that's where the real name Erev comes from, but there, the reason why you're doing it is Alts Heker. It's a Heker. It's a reminder that you should understand that there is an Isser to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Shas Harabim, and here it's Mutter because of the Erev. So you should know about the Isser. It's a Heker. It's a reminder. Well, this also is a Heker. It's a reminder that you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Chayil. So therefore, it has the same name, Erev. That's the Rambam Shita. In other words, the word Erev mixing is really only possible by Chetzeris. And like the Magen Mishnah says, with Tchumen also, there's no real lashon of mixing. But the insight is that since there the mixing serves as a heker, so you find an Erev should be a heker. So the term was borrowed for other places where you have food which serves as a heker, like by Tchumen and here by Erev Tefshilin. The Ravid in Asaga says that that's not the reason. He says, Atam Azel in the Arim, he says it's a childish reason just to say it's a borrowed term. No, you have to say the Erev Tefshilin fits over here also. And he says what you're doing is you're combining the Shabbos food and the Yantif food. In other words, you're combining, this Erev is combining what you're cooking for Shabbos to what you're cooked earlier. It's ke'ilu that you're not cooking the food right now for Shabbos, you're just finishing off what you already started cooking before. So that's a lashon of combining. That's the Hasagas HaRavid. Binyan Shleimeh says that the Machlekes Ram and Ravid might be telling the two Svaris in the Gemara, because Rav is Tam, which we're going to learn soon, and the reason why I need Erev Tevshilin is that you shouldn't forget about preparing for Shabbos. You're so concerned about preparing for Yom Tov, you might forget about preparing for Shabbos. So therefore you make a food that for Shabbos, to remind you to prepare for Shabbos, that doesn't fit in with combining. An Erev is not combining anything, according to that. The Erev is for Keret, the Erev is specifically for Shabbos, and it's to remind you to prepare the food for Shabbos. There you'll have to say the Rambam's time, that it's just a heker, it's a reminder. Mashenken, if you say Rav Ashi's time, that it's because you should realize that it's usher to cook from Yontif to Chayil, because even for Shabbos you need a food, you need to start beforehand, and so Kol Shkein from Yontif to Chayil, so there it is combined. It's combining what you're cooking now for Shabbos to what you had before, so that's the only reason why it's mutter, otherwise it would be usher, so you'll know Kal V'chaim it's usher from Yontif to Chayil. Alko banim, the Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do we know it? And like Rashi says, it's not a shayla in the Rices, it's not a shayla where the Makar is. Of course, it's a Takanas Chachamim, the Gemara just wants an Asmachta. So, Amishmul, Damakar Zachar, Shem Shabbos, Lakadshai, remember the Yom Shabbos to make it holy, Zachreyu Machashabola Ashkicha. You have to remember it when something is coming to forget it. So, Rashi learns that the Pshat in this Asmachta is that me'akad av Yom Tov, which you're preparing so much Yom Tov, so you might forget about Shabbos, so you have to make a sign to remember about Shabbos, which is l'chayi Rav's tam. So Shmuel doesn't seem to shtim with Rav Ashi. The Ran, mistama mikayach, this problem, that he wants Shmuel to shim with Rav Ashi, he just learns that Zoch Hashem Shabbos l'kadshe means z'chayi machshabo l'ashkichai, that when you have Yom Tov that's coming, and asering you to cook for Shabbos, it's bo l'ashkichai, it's making you forget about Shabbos. Yom Tov is asering Zachreyu, do something to make it mutter. In other words, Zacharis, Yom HaShabbos, Akadshai, make a heker, make something which otherwise you'll have to forget about Shabbos, you'll have to forget about cooking for Shabbos, but Zachar, no, make a heker, make a Erev Tevshilin so that you can remember about Shabbos. So this would be both according to Rav and according to Rav Ashi. But Yeshua speaks about it. He says maybe Rashi meant that Rav held the Rav Ashi's tam. Anyway, let's see the Gemara inside. My Tama Amar Ravak Desh Yivim Mani Yafel Shabbos Mani Yafel Yom Tov, like we explained, because maybe you'll forget about preparing nice food for Shabbos, you'll be too busy with Yom Tov, so you have an Erev Tevshilin to remind you. And Rav Ashi Amar Kadesh Yayimu, people say, no, from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you can't even cook for Yom Tov to Shabbos, you need a special heter of Erev Tevshilin, Kavachayim Yom Tov Vachayil, that way they'll know that you can't cook from Yom Tov Vachayil. The Ran and the Ranj Master Kasha, that according to Rav's Tam, that it's in order to remember to make a good food for Shabbos, so if you forget to make an Erev, it says in the Gemara later that you can't cook if you forget to make an Erev. The whole Erev is that you should be able to make up good food for Shabbos, and now that you don't make an Erev, so they're going to tell you not to make the food for Shabbos. It's become out even worse. Zok Devan in the Rajba, it's the Lechun of Chalel Shabbos Achas, Eshiyishma Shabbos Esharbeh. If this time you didn't make the Erev, so they didn't let you cook it all for Shabbos, and now you remember to always make an Erev, St. Louis, remember to make good food for Shabbos. This particular Shabbos, you're not going to have any food, it's not going to be very hard, but that will remind you to always make an Erev, and then you'll make an Erev, you'll always remember to cook good food for Shabbos, in the long run, you'll be gaining for covered Shabbos. Now, the Rosh is a Gevaldige Chiddush. The Rosh says that there's an Afgemina Ledina between these two time. Because according to Rava, that the time is to remember to have good food for Shabbos, Avada, you have to make the Erev Tevshilin on Erev Yom Tov itself. If you don't make it on Erev Yom Tov, so then you won't remember to make good food for Shabbos because you made an Erev a long time ago. If you make it on Erev Yom Tov, then you'll remember. Again, according to Rav Ashi, it's just a heker, just to make an Isser to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos without a heter. So people should understand there's an issur to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Kol Shkein, the cooking from Yom Tov to Chayil. They'll know the issur of cooking from Yom Tov to Chayil. So it doesn't matter when you make it. Just like if I'm Be'erev Chatzeris, you can make an Erev Chatzeris and keep it for years. You don't have to make one for every Shabbos. So you also have to make one for every Yamtif. You can make one Erev Tevshilin and keep it for as long as you want. That's the Rosh. Now the Rosh doesn't say who we passing like. Do we pass like Rava, and then you tak have to do a Dafka Erev Yamtif? Or do we pass like Rav Ashi, and according to the Rosh, you could do whatever you want? Turla Maisa says, V'yachal aniyach ha'erev al das liyay saimachal of kozman shukayim afil yam tevacher. The Tur says, you could stop, you can make the erev, and just keep it even for a different yam tev. The Tur holds that we pass it like Rav Ashi. The Emes is the Rambam, and the Smag, and the Rajman of Eretz HaKadosh, they all pass it like Rav Ashi. L'chayr the halacha should be like Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was a basra. Now the Shulchan Aruch paskins Siman Tovkav Chav Zayin Sif Yudalad Meniach Erev Al Das Lismachov Kozman Shiakayim Afil Yom Devacher. If you make an Erev and you just want to be Saimach an Erev as long as it's still around, even for another Yom Tov, Lechatchila Leismachov Yom Devacher. Lechila you should not be Saimach an Erev for another Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov you should make a separate Erev. Aval B'diavad Yachal Lismachal. B'diavad you could be Saimach an. That's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz says, because we have a Shiloh, who we passing like? Do we passing like Rav Ashi? Do we passing like Rava? According to Rava's time, you have to make one for each Yomtif. You have to make it Erev Yomtif. That's what it says in the Rosh. According to Rav Ashi, you can make it for one for your whole life, as long as the food is around. So l'chatchili, you should be machma for Rava, but the Evid, you could be making like Rav Ashi. But the other Achreinim say, the Narshal, the Maramad, the Beis Mei, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that Avad, there's no suffix about that. Avad, we pass like Rav Ashi. Well, the Rishayim, we pass him like Rav Ashi. Now, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says the Chachila, you should do it for that Yantif, and only B'dievit you could be Samech, is because the Beis Yosef brings the Rishayim that argue on the Rosh. He brings the Kolbay, B'Shem Rebbein and Nesanel. The Rosh and the Kolbay is Yesh La'ayin, and Miniach Rav Tashul, and Kaidim Yantif, Shneyam, Mayeser. You can be Ma'ayin. Let's say you make the Erev Tashil before Yantif, a couple of days or more, if that works. And he says, Alzeh kozeh ben nesanu l'chumra, dein l'shan is minig erev yantif, v'lo raya b'rura, the minig is to do it erev yantif, he can't change without a good raya. Vein lo n'loshe mishneseinu, oysa adem erev tevshilim erev yantif, v'say mechol v'shabbos. L'loshe v'oysa tavshilim erev yantif. The Gemara b'raisas v'atal mekachu, and the braisas in the Gemara always says erev yantif. So according to ben nesanu, the Yinai Yetzer Erev Tevshilin, if you make it before Yom Tov. He says, L'chumri, pass L'chumri, at least it's Mesupik. So, Mele, L'chatchili, you have to be Machmel, like a Bein and a Sanel. But with the Evid, you could be Seimach on the Rosh, because it's the Rabbanah. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. There is one more Shita, which is the Shita Samardchai, and the guy is Maimini B'Shem the Yishalmi, that there's a difference between for a different Yom Tov, or for the same Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Sheni of it. Like, let's say Sukkot comes out on Thursday. So, Mamela, you'll have the same issue, Shmini Atzeres. That's the only Yom Tov it's Negeya, because Pesach doesn't come out on Friday, and when Pesach comes out on Thursday, so the Yom Achron of Pesach is also Thursday, so it doesn't come out to be Erev Shabbos. But Sukkot is Negeya, because Sukkot is the first days of Sukkot could be Thursday and Friday, and then Shmini Atzeres and Mustar also be Thursday and Friday. So that's the Mordechai and the guy Yismaim, and he say that since it's the same Yomtif, you could use the same Erev Tevshilin. Mashenk ain't a different Yomtif. So that's the third Shita. But it doesn't change the halacha, because the Chachili, you should be Machmer Rebbeinu Nesanel, even the same Yomtif, you should make a new Erev Tevshilin, an Erev Yomtif, and B'dievet, you could even be Saimich on the Rosh for a different Yomtif. The Bialacha says in Chiddush that according to Rebbeinu Nesanel, you should try to keep the Mishnah literally. Eisa Tavshil, you should actually make the food, not only Shtelet Avek for an Erev, but make the food, cook the food on Erev Yomtif Gufa. Shouldn't use the food that was cooked earlier. Should cook the food on Erev Yomtif in order to use it for an Erev. He says that's Avad Kasha, even L'chatchila, if you have a food that's before. But he's just saying L'chatchila, you should B'dafka cook the food on Erev Yomtif. That's what the Bialacha says. The Bialacha also declares if you have an Erev that you bring Saimach on it for another Yomtif, you're using the same Erev for two Yomtifs, maybe you need two Kazaisim. Maybe for each Yomtif you use it for, you need a different Kazais. But the Lashon HaRosh is not Mashma that way. The Lashon HaRosh is Mashma that it's the same Kazais that you're using for the next Yomtif. You don't need a separate Kazais for it. The Lashon HaRosh is Mashma, you can use the same Kazais. Now he says that the Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi, the Gaius Maimon, brings down, which is Mechalik between, that says, Akoponim Lagabi, the same Yantif, Lagabi Yantif Achrein, that you can make an Erev, that's clear that you could use the same Kazayas. But the Mishabura says, maybe that's because it's the same Yantif. So he kind of declares, even with the Evid, if you could use the same Kazayas you already used for one Yantif, you could use for another Yantif. Or maybe, by Yantif Achrein of Sukkahs, that's Zuchi you could. But if you use the Kazayas for Shavuos, could you use the same Kazayas for Sukkahs? Then he declares, or maybe you need another Kazayas, and he blames at Tzarechian. But he says that this is all talking about where you didn't say Bahadei Neruva again. If you used an Erev for a Yantif, and you still have the food Kayim for the next Yantif, and you say Bahadei Neruva again, that Lekulei Alma is good, and even if it's the same Kazayas, because that's an Aya Erev, that's a whole new Erev. Even if you use this particular piece of food for a different Erev, but once you say Bahadei Neruva again, you stell it back for an Erev Nachamal, it becomes an Aya Erev, it's a new Erev, and that's zichah not a problem. Even according to Ben Nisanel, it's zichah not a problem. Even lechatchila to use it, but he says lechatchila lemaisa, you should cook food on Erev Yantif Hashem Erev. That lechatchila you won't have. But there's no problem at all using it. It's not called using the same Erev. It's not being Seimach on the Erev that you put later. You're putting the Erev now again. That's called the new Erev. Now, in this inyan of cooking from Yantif to Shabbos, there's a sugya in Masechtas Pesachim, which is very negayim. It's not brought in Beyim, but it's brought in Pesachim. So Machlokes Rishonim, what the Maskana, how we paskin, and it's negayim l'halacha here. It's a little bit negayim our sugya. And let's be masbir. The Gemara there starts with the Machlokes Rabban of Chista, Daf Mem Vav and Beizim Pesachim. Now, what's the din if someone cooks from Yantif to Chayil? Rabban says you don't get Malkus, if Chista says you get Malkus. Now, first of all, you get Malkus, because the only thing that's mutter to do malacha on Yantif is Letzarech Eichel Nefesh. And Letzarech Eichel Nefesh means only Letzarech Eichel Nefesh of Yantif itself. If you're doing it L'chayil, you're doing it for the weekdays, so that's not called Letzarech Eichel Nefesh, that's an Issadei Reis of Leisasa Malacha. That's Shita Shef Chista. Rabbi holds you don't get Malkus. Why? Because Rabbi says it's a Svar of Hayilu Mikle Archim Chazilei. Which means Rabbi's maskim to the Yisayi, to the principle that it's only mutter to cook on Yantif with Tzarech Echel Nefesh, and only the Tzarech the Echel Nefesh of Yantif what you need to eat on Yantif. But Rabbi says that since if Archim would come, it'll be Raya for them, so we could consider this food, Kilu, it's made to be cooked, to be eaten on Yantif. Even though you're not planning on eating on Yantif, but since it's possible it could be eaten on Yantif, even though you ate already, you're not going to eat it, but maybe Archim will come, they'll be hungry, and they could eat it. So since it's a possibility they could be eaten on Yomtiv, that's cool. Cooking for Yomtiv, that's called the Tzarech Echel Nefesh of Yomtiv, and that's Mutter. There's a Machlokes Rabbi of Chista. So later in the sugya there, Memzayin and Aleph, Rabbi asked the Kashter of Chista, according to you, it doesn't hold of Hayil, how are you allowed to cook from Yomtiv to Shabbos? So Rav Chista said, you have an Erev of Shilin. So Rabbi says, an Erev of Shilin can't be matted to an Issa de Raisa. So Rav Chista answered to me, the Reis of Tzarech HaShabbos Nasim B'Yomtif. You let a cook what you need for Shabbos, also Yomtif mean the Reis. Just Rabbanim Asit, and Mila for the Erev of Shil and they were matter. Which means Rav Chista holds that Yomtif and Shabbos is called Kedusha Achas. Just like you let a cook for Yomtif, you let a cook on Yomtif night for Yomtif day, you let a cook any time on Yomtif for any other time on Yomtif. Who I didn't, you let a cook Yomtif to Shabbos, it's called one Kedusha, it's called one big day. You let a cook from Yantif to Shabbos midaraisa. Midarabanan is an iser. Midarabanan is an iser. And that iser they will matter als Erev Truman. So the shaila we paskin like. Do you paskin like Rabbah? Do you paskin like Rav Chista? The Rav paskins like Rabbah. The Rambam Musil, we're going to speak a little bit more. The Rambam Musil paskins that Aifim Yantif Achel does not get Malkus, presumably like Rabbah. The Baal Amor and Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud of the Rif, they say the Lach is like a Chista, and one of the Rayas they bring to Pasuk of Chista, this Gemara, the Rav Ashi says, they shayimer in Eifim Yantav L'Shabbos, Kavachayim Yantav L'Chayil. So people should say that you can't be cooked from Yantav to Shabbos, Kavachayim, you can't cook from Yantav to Chayil. Which means that Me'ikir Adin, you're allowed to cook from Yantav to Shabbos. But Meikir Adin, you're not allowed to cook from Yantif to Chayil. In order to make sure people understand that you're not allowed to cook from Yantif to Chayil, they ask to cook from Yantif to Shabbos without an Erev. Tainit the Baal Amor and Rabbeinu Ephraim, if you're going to say that Like Rambam, there's really no chiluk between Yantiv L'chayil and Yantiv to Shabbos. They're both only asim midirabanan. So since it's an issa derabanan, why would they be matzuch and erev tefshilin to cook from Yantiv to Shabbos if the whole din of Yantiv to L'chayil is only an issa derabanan? It must be that Rambam holds like Rava's top. K'deshiyivim on the yafel of Shabbos and on the yamfel of Yantiv, the whole erev tefshilin is parshat, that it should be for covered Shabbos, that you shouldn't forget to prepare good for Shabbos. Mashenkin, according to Rav Asher, the Erev Tevshilin, so you should remember not to cook from Yantiv Techayil, Mestam Yotzik Avchista, that cooking from Yantiv Techayil is an Issa Deraisa, and cooking from Yantiv to Shabbos is Mutter Mideraisa, because Sercha Shabbos Nasim Yantiv is Lushachas. But the Rabbanim wanted to make our Chaka, cooking from Yantiv to Shabbos, and make it Mimatzach HaHeker, so people will know about the Issa of cooking from Yantiv Techayil. Rabbanan Mulchamis and other Rishayim also say this. They say it's not a raya. We pass it like Rav Ashi. But Rav Ashi taka meant that it's also a midrabanan. Cooking from Yantav the Chal is an Issa derabanan. But Issa derabanan also needs chizik. Chacham also chizik of the raya. The Issa derabanan of cooking from Yantav the Chal needs chizik. So Rabbanan will mechazik it by cooking by saying that you need an Erev Tevshilim from Yantav the Shabbos. Now, it's a little bit schwer, because just like Chazal didn't want you to cook from Yantiv Techayil because they don't want you to be Samech on Hayil, so that should be a reason why they're Matzuch and Erev Tevshilin, because they don't want you to be Samech on Hayil. The same reason why they ask for cooking from Yantiv Techayil, that should be the same reason why they should ask for cooking from Yantiv to Shabbos without an Erev Tevshilin. Bishleim, according to the Baal Amar and Ben Ephraim, if you hold their Vashi, goes like a Chista, so Yantiv to Shabbos is Stam Mutter and Gansin, and Yantiv Techayil is an Issa Deraisa. So Mela, you have to say, why did they ask the Yantiv to Shabbos altogether? They asked the Yantiv to Shabbos because they have Yantiv to Chal to make a heker. Now, Shagin, if you hold that both Yantiv to Shabbos, Yantiv to Chal are really the same din. There's no din that Tzarcha Shabbos Nasim B'Yamtiv. They had the results Hayil. And Batsim, you have the same had to meet the Reis, the Yantiv to Chal, and Yantiv to Shabbos. So why can you say that's good for the reason why they said you need an Erev Tevshilin? Just like they weren't Mat the Yantiv to Chal, so they weren't Mat the Yantiv to Shabbos. Dr. Abban, because you see, they were mati Yantiv to Shabbos. Why? Because the Shas at Chak, Yantiv to Chayil, they said, why should we mati? You could cook yourself on Chayil. Mashiach and Yantiv to Shabbos, if you're not mati Yantiv to Shabbos, you won't be able to have cooked food on Shabbos. You won't be able to, because you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So now they'll mati. Once they'll mati, why would they need an Erev Tevshilin? The Torah says they only mati with the Heker, because they want the Mechazik, the Issa of cooking from Yantiv to Chayil. That's their Abban's pshat. And what's the nafkamina la'alocha? Besides for the nafkamina, if cooking from Yantiv L'chel is deraisa or derabanan, which is not a nafkamina if it's asur or mutter, just if it's deraisa or derabanan, there's another big nafkamina la'alocha. Because Taisa says in Psachim, and it's brought also in the Smag, and in the Agayus Maimini, and Perik Vav V'Nilchus Yamtiv, and the Achreinim say it, the Magen Avram, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Kama Achreinim, that you only have a heter of hayil if practically the archim could come and eat it. Let's say you cook food that's ready 1 minute before Shabbos. There's no way it could be eaten before Shabbos. So then, you don't have the din of hayil. The point of chista that you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so who would then you're allowed to put up the cholent 10 minutes before Shabbos? Why not? You're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. You might have a problem sometimes of Shia, of having uncooked food on the fire. If it's scarf or katam, it's not a problem. It could be uncooked. It's fine. Tzarcha Shabbos Nasim B'Yantiv, as long as you have an Erev Tevshilin. Mashiach, in according to Rambam, with the whole heter comes as Alts Hayil. So for Hayil, you need that if Archim come, they have to practically be able to eat it. So your Shabbos food has to be ready to eat with enough time to actually eat it before Shabbos. A Chumrah. Especially Negeu by when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday and Friday, that they have to the food has to be cooked. Wait till after shul, you might be able to cook it in time. You have to cook the food in time that has to actually be able to be eaten before, because you have to go to Atzil. So if you hold like the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Baal Amar, that we paskin like Rav Chista that Tzarcha Shabbos Nasim B'Yamtiv, so then there's no such halacha. You can cook the food whenever you want. Mashenkein, if you hold like that we pass in like Rabbi, we don't pass in like a chista, that the time is Atzil, so you'll have to cook the food in time, that it should be able to be cooked, it should be able not only to be cooked, but it should be actually be roy to eat and be able to be eaten before, while it's still Yantif, before Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham, like we said in the Chamed Moshe, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they all pass in that way, and they say that's why there's a minhag to daven especially early on Shabbos that comes right after Yom Tov, that we daven especially early, k'day, that they should cook the food especially early, that it should be able to be cooked and eaten before Shabbos. But there's a long bir halacha, the beginning of Tav Kuf Chav Zayin on this inyan, that he says that in Echinami, the Melchamis and Kamiri Shainim, Taisus and Gaius Maimini and the Smag, and Kamiri Shainim say this halacha, that the reason why it's Mutter Zal Tzraba, and therefore it's only Mutter if you cook it with enough time for it to get ready. But the Ari Shainim that say it's Mutter, like we brought, the Balamar and the Rebbeinu Ephraim, they hold that it's Mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah says, also the Rambam. This is a shaila exactly what the Rambam holds. But the Rambam says, in Perek Shishi Halacha Aleph, Yontif Shechalni is Erev Shabbos, Ein Eifenu Mevashlim B'Yontif, Mashu Eichel Amacha B'Shabbos. You're not going to cook on Yontif what you're going to eat on Shabbos. V'is is Zem Edivei Seifrim, Kadei Shlo Yovel Levashlim B'Yontif V'Chayel. So, some Achreinim hold, he's just saying Ravashi. He's just saying Ravashi that it's an issa. He doesn't, whatever Ravashi means, that's what the Rambam can mean. It's not a raya that the Rambam paskin sarcha Shabbos nasa miyamtiv. But other Achreinim learn, Kam Achreinim learn, that the Rambam would be too sasim if he means that the heter is al tayil, and really the issa midivir seifim is just as much yantav Shabbos as yantav l'chayil. It's mashin the Rambam kipshutai that the issa of yantav Shabbos and midivir seifim, exer of yantav l'chayil, where there's an issa deraisa. The emesis is a little bit shred. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi, you don't get malchus. But some achreinim hold that the Rambam paskins, you don't get malchus. Hell's enough to say that you don't get malchus. But still would be nisa deraisa. So mainly you would need the heter to be tzarech Shabbos nasim b'yomtiv. So the Bialacha says this. So he says that the Balamari ben Ephraim, he says the Rambam also paskins tzarech Shabbos nasim b'yomtiv. He also brings tesis early in that bezim at bez, the way that achreinim learn up tesis, we can't be mayrech now. They also name on the Ravad Resu, we hold Tzerche Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtif. And also he says that Rebbeinu Chananel, which is on the side of the Gemara Mesachim, on Rav Chista's din, that he said that the whole din, Midaraisa Tzerche Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtif, and the whole din is Midarabanan, Rebbeinu Chananel brings down Rav Ashi's words, Kadei Sheyemru, and Eifem B'Yomtif Shabbos, Kavachayim B'Yomtif Echel, so Zakta B'Alacha, that's a right there, Rebbeinu Chananel holds Rav Chista and Rav Ashi go together. So he puts Rebbeinu Chananel also as a Rishon that holds that we pass Kinsarech Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtiv. This is a Shaykh that even according to Rabbah, even though Rabbah asked the Kashan of Chista, how are you, Oif, according to you, how can you be Vash B'Yomtiv V'Shabbos? But could be after Chista told them on Sarech Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtiv, then Rabbah also agreed to the din of Sarech Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtiv, even though he holds of Hayil. So you can hold of Hayil and you can hold of Sarech Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtiv. Balgabonim, the Shibura says a tremendous chiddush, even though, like we said, Kamar Rishayin say Mefurish is an Issa Deraisa, and Kamar Achreinim Paskin that way, but the Vialacha says that he says, Rishas Atchak Yesh Loim Mekadayim Rishayin Rishayinim El Lismach Aleim, Bin Yisamach Rashaycha. If Rishas Atchak you didn't cook till Zamach Rashaycha, you could be Saimach on the Rishayinim of Tzarech Hashamas Nasim Yadav. And he brings the Rai also because the Rosh and the Tur don't say anything about this halacha that you can cook. They say you could cook, they don't make any tnom. It sounds like the Rosh and the Tur, the Diuk, the Stimus Halashin, sounds like also they hold that it's Mutter. He also says, it's interesting that he brings this as a Raya when there's a Machayik Zushainim, but the Gemara never mentions anything about that the problem in this Sugya here in Beya. Eric has a whole discussion about cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. There's never any mention that you can't cook Samach HaShaychem when you don't have a Hayil. That's all in the Gemara in Pesachim. But if that's the Halacha, the Gemara should have brought it here. So he says that he's mitzad that you could be samech l'akel, and he says v'kolshke miyantiv sheni shud derabanan bevadi yesh l'akel eset tzayich. Because yantiv sheni, which is the usual case when we make an erev tefshilim, when yantiv sheni is on Friday, then he says avadi can be makel since the machlokes v'sheinim avadi can make a eset tzayich and. And if you happen not to have everything ready that it could be cooked before Shabbos, you could still cook as long as you're putting it up before Shabbos, you're not cooking on Shabbos, and you have an Erev Tefshilin, even though it won't be able to be eaten before Shabbos, even though you don't have Hayil Mikle Archim. That's the maskan of the Bialach and the Sinyan.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.